understand how incredibly important it is for everyone to be able to vote. I also, Daryl, I have a gentleman here who's been working on some problems that we've seen around the country. And this one is so darn weird that we got to talk about it. So, Joseph, tell us what's been going on.
So I'm Jeremiah.
And
we've been working in Dayton, Ohio, which is currently just issued a Supreme Court order last month that the Board of Elections of Montgomery County was not properly training their poll workers in regards to identification. And yet we come into election day issues where identification issues are causing long lines and confusion in the polling place and frustration for voters.
Wow. And they're so badly organized here that I understand they're confusing paper and provisional ballots.
I think that's I got confused trying to figure out what we're confused about.
Wow.
Go ahead, Daryl.
And you know, Barbara, we're hearing the board is just filling up with all the issues that we're encountering here in Georgia. And you know, but these John Marshall students, the lawyers that we have in place, they're right on top of it. The next one I wanted to let you hear from Barbara. You know, he is one of the law clerks that's here with C.K. Hoffley's law firm, where we are having our headquarters. And you know, Ricky has just been right on top. He was here before I was here. Okay, I mean, he has been here just working his fingers to the bone. He was here yesterday. He's been here for the last couple of days preparing for this command center. So Ricky, what's this experience been like for you, and what are you learning?
Hi, my name is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky. Welcome to Ignite.
How are you?
Fine.
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
So tell us, what has this experience been like for you, sir?
Oh, I feel like I'm in a movie straight out of the 1960s.
A movie out of the 1960s?
I envision this day would happen. This day would materialize as a law student. I knew that I would be, in good company on a day like this. And so I'm just proud to be here at the ready. I have my laptop in front of me, and I'm actually using AI legal software to be at the ready to research anything that comes our way.
All right, now, you just mentioned something so important. You mentioned the AI research that you've been able to do, and I know that President Adams has been working hard with LexisNexis in partnership. President Adams, let people know what we've been able to accomplish with that LexisNexis partnership.
Well, the partnership
is
real-time information with respect to issues that are percolating up there, so that we can go on the tool that they provided and get standardized, up-to-date information about cases, statutes, you name it. So it's a really valuable tool, and use that tool in helping us do the good work that we're doing here today.
All right, now, lawyers to donate their valuable hours. When I look at 100+ lawyers around the country, honey, that's hundreds of thousands of donated hours. But I, you know, cha-ching. So I also love that we have corporate responsible leadership helping to serve our nation's democracy. So that is an amazing thing that LexisNexis has done. And they've been with us in partnership for over 4 years now.
That's correct. Yeah. Ongoing partnership. But also think the Thurgood Marshall Center is.
Let's do that for sure.
use the space and for partnering with us on our election.
And thank you so much. And Daryl, I want to let people know a little bit quickly about the Thurgood Marshall Center. I'm here with one of the members of the board. And people, they're wondering, though, why aren't they at one of those high-tech law firms the 30th floor. Why aren't they doing this? Why are they at the Thurgood Marshall Center for Heritage and Culture? Tell people about this amazing space.
Thank you, and indeed it is amazing. The history of the Thurgood Marshall Center on 1816 12th Street in Washington, D.C., is that it's the first African-American YMCA in the country.
Wow.
It dates back to the day when YMCAs would not allow people of color to come into their building. Of course, YMCAs were places where a lot of people stayed overnight when they were traveling. Well, that wasn't people of color were not afforded that same opportunity. And as a result, a lot of very famous people came through here. The great basketball player, Elgin Baylor, of course, Thurgood Marshall spent time here. And as time has gone on, the building went into disrepair, like a lot of historical places. And about 22 years ago, we founded a trust and created a trust to be able to renovate the building. It now is it houses many different community-based organizations here in Washington, and has been really a center of energy and thought and activism that we are able to coalesce people under the same roof. So it has a lot of history that, of course, will be sustainable as we go into the future. So what better place than have voter protection than Thurgood Marshall Center? So thank you, Barbara, for pulling this all in. And we look forward to a successful outcome as a result of our day's work.
All right. And it is a beautiful center. And Daryl, you would be so jealous if you could see what transformation has happened to this space that we're in. Big old banners saying National Bar Association, big old banners saying Transformative Justice Coalition, a gorgeous setup. You would not recognize this space. Thank you, President Adams. Thank you, Vice President Carter. Thank you so much, Lisa Adams, for all, and Caitlin Cobb and Mr. Andrews for all of this great work. Now, Daryl, okay, it's 12:37. We still got polls that'll be open for the rest of the day. This center, the National Center, we don't even close until 10:15. We will be open until the last poll on the mainland of the United States closes. So tell people, Daryl, what we hope we will be able to say tomorrow.
Well, you know, tomorrow, the one thing that we're able to say right now is that the Thurgood Marshall Center Trust, as well as the Transformative Justice Coalition and the National Bar Association, we have worked to make a difference, and to make a difference with regards to people having access to being able to vote. We are hopeful that tomorrow, after all of the votes are counted, that we're able to say that every vote that was available to be counted has been counted, and whatever the result is what the result is. But what we like, how do we like to say it, Barbara? Is so long as the rules are transparent and the floor is even, we can live with whatever result it is, so long as the officiating is fair. And that's what this is about. This is about making everything fair, making everything even, making everything level, making everything accessible, making everything transparent, so that we can see how America has decided to vote and has had the opportunity to cast their ballots. That's what this is about. The National Bar Association, Transformative Justice Coalition, we've combined forces to make this happen. We're so excited, Barbara, to have the John Marshall Law students, to have all of the lawyers from the National Bar Association that volunteer their times. Barbara, we have attorneys from the National Bar Association that are on their way over to Camilla Nail to deal with the issues that are there. We have attorneys that were...
On their way.
Everywhere we've called, they're there. Everywhere, Barbara, they're showing up.
Yes. We're proud of the National Bar. I didn't know if Lynn Whitfield was on from, she was able to join us from Milwaukee. Lynn, are you on? Okay, because we know that Milwaukee is busy handling Michigan, handling Nevada, and the state of Wisconsin. So we know that there's a lot going on. I'm looking at this leaderboard, and I'm seeing Wayne County as one of the top places where there are problems, and that's Michigan. And I'm seeing other, indications of problems around the country. People, there's one thing, Daryl, and I want you to know, and that is, if you see somebody tweet, text, email, video, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, if you see them saying, I am standing in a three-hour line, if you see them saying that I tried to vote and I couldn't even get my polling place to be open when I was available to vote. If you see these problems, because people get on and they write about them, but guess what they don't do? They don't file a complaint. So if you see these problems, if you know people who are experiencing problems, you let them know that the National Bar Association and the Transformative Justice Coalition have 100 lawyers and 15 plus more law students ready to bring the heat to make sure that our America, our democracy, fulfills its quest. Right, Daryl?
Oh, yeah, Barbara. It's one of those things where, if you see something, you need to say something. If you hear about something, you need to call 833-TJC-VOTE so that we can be on it, we can research it, we can find out what's happening, and try to reach resolutions. The ultimate goal here is to have a free, fair election, that everyone who's eligible to participate can participate in it. That's what we're after here, Barbara, and that's why I'm so proud of the National Bar Association and TJC.
Well, Karen McCray is here with us, and Karen has been working with one of the leading constituents in this country. She, of course, is the CEO of the Concerned Black Men of America, but she's also been a motivating factor with Women with Black Women and one of their leaders. And Karen, you have watched this. What do you have to say? Every show we talk about the media and the way the media has been covering this election. And I haven't had a whole lot of good things to say about the coverage. But so, Karen, I think that we've given the media grades of F.
Completely.
We've given them grades of C minus. We've had some D grades for real dumb dummies. But I'm curious as to what you feel in this moment as we are on the precipice of a new presidency, a new administration.
I think they're still riding, yeah. but I'm hopeful that as things change, they'll get the clue and start covering it fairly. It's unfortunate that we have a media that seems to co-sign ignorance,
woo!
Bad behavior, lack of civics, and untowardness. So I'm hopeful that this will be a new dawning of a new age, and some level of professionalism will be restored so that media will get on their job.
And Karen, people talk all the time about cultural competence. And they don't want to talk about DEI, and they don't want to talk about anything else. But the media fails us all when it doesn't deal with all these stereotypes, all this misogynoir, all this, anti-women, anti-Black women bias that we see, those stereotypes just running rampant in the media. What do you say? I mean, this needs to change.
One of the things that concern Black men we're really on the tip about is that CNN, for example, the network that launched Bernard Shaw, has no black men full-time anchors Monday through Friday at all.